Well, hello once again, Pinkies. This is the Faye Driver, and you are listening to the Pink Wheel Nuts podcast. And of course, just as I'm stepping into the car, I realize that I have some bird shit on the window right in my sight line. So let me fix that just a minute. Because we can't be going out with bird shit on the window. You know, that would be a serious faux pas. Okay. Disaster averted. All right, there we go. Much better. Well, hello. It's been quite some time since we've had a chance to spend any time together. One reason is that I was gone on vacation. Went to Hawaii. Had a lovely time. Went for a family wedding. My little niece, she's not that little. She's 23 years old. Niece got married. And so many of the family went to Hawaii, we went to Honolulu, we stayed in Waikiki, which is a fairly touristy area, but it's not obnoxious. It was a very lovely trip. The weather was wonderful. We left Vancouver in the rain when we went, had wonderful weather, and came back to, it actually wasn't raining. But it was cloudy and cool. But it is nice to see. I think we're finally getting out of what I would call the winter wet weather. So I'm very happy. I haven't had to wash my car in days. So that is a real treat. If you're wondering where we're going today, we are doing one of our regular little visits to see the Batgirl for breakfast. So I'm just heading off now. I will be traveling in rush hour traffic. So hopefully the frustrations will not be too bad. I must say it is a lovely day. It's a little bit cloudy, but it's not raining. It's going to rain later. So what's been going on? I'm super far behind on my podcast because even though I was on vacation, I had no time to listen to any shows. So I'm still catching up. Some sad news. Moose P has been in the hospital. He's had his appendix out. And I think he's back at home once again. Poor guy. So, thinking about Moose P there. Hope you're feeling better, Moose. My only real connection while I was gone was via Twitter. And not that I did a lot. Like, I just zip in and shoot out a little note every once in a while. But I did try to stay up to speed on what was going on with everybody. So anyway, I guess I should tell you about Hawaii. Great, had a lovely time there. Super relaxing. What did we do? We arrived at about, 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock at night there. Met up with all the family. Didn't do a whole lot of drinking. There's so much going on, I actually didn't have much time to drink. I think I bought a bottle of vodka and a bottle of wine, and I barely got them finished through the week. So this is kind of a little bit unusual for me. because I'm a fucking piss drunk. No. Typically, I would drink a little more than that on a regular vacation, but whatever. Drinking was not the goal. So, the wedding was later in the week. We arrived on a Sunday. We hung out around town. We went for a little drive around the island on one of the days. Did some touristy things. The girls love to go shopping. They have this international market there, which is just, you know, it's a collection of junk shops, really. And all they sell are bikinis and Hawaiian dresses and jewelry. And I have very little interest in that. But so the girls, and there were plenty of girls on this trip, would love to spend the days in the international market buying junk. So, that's what they did, quite a lot. We went to the beach, we went out on a boat, a sailboat catamaran thing, went to a gay bar, and met some really wonderful people. My niece's husband has two gay uncles who live in Toronto, and they were there, so we spent quite a bit of time with those two guys, two lovely guys, really enjoyed their company. I'm hoping we'll be able to meet up with them again. So that was quite a bit of fun. We went to the zoo, we went to the aquarium, we ate at cheap restaurants and expensive restaurants, and that was, I don't know, and then the vacation was over. Had the wedding, and we were done. We had, for our car, we had a Dodge Caliber. This is a small four-door sedan, front-wheel drive, four-cylinder engine. It was actually not a bad car. So it was interesting to drive that car around all the one-way streets. Everywhere you go, there's one-way streets in downtown Honolulu, in Waikiki. So that was a little bit frustrating, but we soon got the hang of it and were able to figure out where to go. However, when we were trying to get back to the airport, I had this route all planned out. I was traveling on what I thought was this route, and about 15 minutes later we drove right past our hotel, so that was kind of funny. Here I thought I was heading for the airport, and the area started to look really familiar, and we were driving right past our hotel. So a little bit of replanning, and we did manage to find our way back to the airport. The flight back was a bit hellish because it was the red eye. Of course, it's always the red eye when you come from Hawaii. I don't know why that is, but so sleeping on the airplane in a cramped little spot was a bit of a challenge. Didn't get a whole lot of sleep. But the flight was very nice, nice and smooth. Mr. Anderson is not a very good flyer. He does not like to fly, so the better the flight can be, the more enjoyable it is for him. So we're back now. Life is continuing back to normal. Going to see the Batgirl today. Going to do some grocery shopping. I've been to work for a couple of days. Tonight is my night shifts. Had a few interesting things happen at work, but I won't talk about that. By and large, work is going really well. We've got our new roof installed, so that's all been done. So that's very nice. Have a new black roof. Our roof used to be gray or brown or tan or something. So we're going for a little bit more distinct colors, trying to change the color of the house over the next few years. So we're sort of concentrating on the black and gray tones over what it is currently, the green tones. Not real fan of green, so we're going to be working to get rid of our green. poor little green truck with a big heart has a broken foot. He's got a brake caliper that's sticking, so I think I'll be buying parts for that today so I can replace the brake caliper. So I'll be doing that on my days off. What else can I tell you? I just don't know. I am really happy to have really enjoyed this vacation. It was really, I think, a needed, seriously needed vacation. Now I am done my vacation. My brain is back and active. Oh, let me tell you this. So when I went to Hawaii, I blued my hair. I went to my hairdresser and said, make it blue. So for Hawaii, I had this very, very bright blue hair. And it was quite a lot of fun. And of course I had to have blue fingernails and all that kind of stuff. So I blued up my hair. But of course now I can't go back to work wearing blue hair. So I have now had to buzz cut all my blue hair off. So now I am sporting very military looking cut. And and I, of course, took the fingernail polish off for work. So I'm now looking like a normal white guy. No more blue hair. No more fake blonde hair. I'm sporting a very, trying to sport a very manly man looking look. So there. So you may not recognize me anymore. So that's interesting. It was fun having blue hair in Hawaii. I got quite a lot of attention over that. Actually enjoyed the... Just before I left, I was able to get onto Hat M's show, The Angry Pantry. And we were talking about sex, of course. Sex and open relationships and stuff. I really enjoyed being on Hat M's show. I've been really enjoying Hat's new format of shows with group discussion and stuff. It's really been really interesting. So I hope you're checking out that show, The Angry Pantry. I will put the web URL into my show notes. You can look at the lyrics on this and you can see where to go to get Hat M's show. So I'm just about to go over the bridge. It usually gets quite noisy here, so I'll check out for now. And if I have anything more interesting to talk about, I will get back to you. But for now, I'll just let you know that I'm back and looking forward to doing more shows. So, what are you doing here, girl? Like, why are we driving so slowly? Anyway, so that's it. Okay, I'm out of here. Goodbye. YC, it's a construction zone, single lane, this is why we're going. I guess those signs that say reduce speed mean something.